But I can give my opinion about them. The main necessity right now is to sleep. Because you've been sleeping for many days and that hasn't gotten you better. Sleeping, of course, is easier when one is laying down. It's a little disturbing to the mind if you cannot sleep all the time, but sleeping is not so necessary as getting some nourishment. You have been sleeping a lot, Shukha, you were sleeping so much yesterday, and even while you're taking these medicines. In other words, the idea with the allopathic medicine is that it does many good things. So, I'm sure Dr. Ghosh could recommend something to help you sleep. Dr. Ghosh might be able to recommend something which would help you to sleep.
That's why we thought Prabhupada, we could go to the Kaviraj and he would give a mild medicine for helping to induce sleep.
What about the other medicine?
If Prabhupada could just take it today, one day more. Because Prabhupada, the good sign is that your urine was more clear than ever this morning at 5:30. And that was due to the allopathic medicine.
Definitely seems to be having a good effect.
The only bad effect is that you're having a little difficulty last night in sleeping. Is there any other bad effect? The Kaviraji could give something for inducing sleep, or Dr. Ghosh could give something. If you can sleep, then the other things are not bad. So why not just take something which will help you to sleep? Then if the other good things are there, why not continue?
If the infection from the kidney goes away. But everyone agrees that that has to be
dangerous.
Taken away. That is the fatal infection. Kaviraj and allopathic all agree that that urine must become clear and that infection is dispelled.
And then you have to get the other thing that they all stress the most is that you are very, very weak. So, the only complaint now is that you cannot sleep properly, but that's not very difficult. They can give you something to help you sleep.
And that masseur can come this morning and give you his
advice.
They told him not to come. I told him to come in the afternoon. But he can give you a good massage that will help.
Have you been drinking much this morning, Srila Prabhupada?
we can cut the dosage of the medicine in half.
Why not just give something to help Prabhupada to sleep? That's the easiest thing. Want to turn that side? Or straight? Cover with light cover?
No cover.
The main thing, Srila Prabhupada, is that you get some strength. When you were sleeping so much and you weren't getting any better. Sleeping is necessary, but you shouldn't sacrifice in order to sleep, you should not sacrifice those things which give strength and which take away this disease. You have to get strength, get rid of the disease, and be able to rest nicely. That we have seen, that the Kaviraji's medicine is not so effective. Neither simply doing without any medicine is so effective. We have not tried allopathic medicine because within a day or two you always stop it. Whatever you take for one day, then you say no more. And I think that this, if you want to get better, then you have to take some cure. No cure, that is not good. And switching from one thing to the other, that is also not good. Why not follow some series of cure, regular, and stay with it for some time? We're not going to let anything severe be done. That's for sure. And Dr. Ghosh has come very long distance. And this other doctor he's taking the help of is supposed to be an expert doctor. So, in such a critical condition, why not take the help? What can he gain by, again, changing to his bona mali? Just because there was a little inability to sleep, why should you give up all of the, you know, regimentations which they're prescribing? I mean, just like sometimes...
No, I don't drink.
But Prabhupada, unless you drink...
No, that's all right. But... The drinking, partially.
Yeah.
And the leaves. And they were
But isn't it, I mean, the greatest botheration is that you're not well. And the reason you're not well is that you have no strength. And unless you take in, you're not going to get any strength.
But how can I get partially? Well, it may be bothersome, but it's not so bothersome as being in this ill condition. I mean, in order to get better, it seems to me there's going to be some moderation in order to get better.
I don't know, I'm bothered. I'm bothered. Cannot say so.
See, what it would be easier if we only had to give you 3 or 4 times in a day, but you take so little at a time.
Okay.
Can't you, I mean?
They said that one of the symptoms of this infection is this poisoning, is that you become averse to taking any liquid or any food. Just like you're expressing your aversion that you're not able to. But actually you are able to, but you don't want to. But you have to force yourself in order to get better.
It sounds like one thing is that if you expect to simply naturally feel like doing this or that, how can you expect to something to be feel naturally hungry if you're ill? Unless the disease goes away, then naturally you'll feel like drinking and eating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like you described to us, when a person is not Krishna conscious, he has to force himself to get up early, force himself to chant, force himself to go to arti. Naturally, he doesn't feel like these things in the conditioned stage. And similarly, when one is in a diseased condition, naturally he won't feel like taking the medicine or taking the necessary foodstuffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't force himself, then he can't get out of that diseased condition.
So that condition is no stamina.
You won't let us help you to have that stamina?
How do you say?
Well, we can sit you up physically. We can put the liquid in your mouth. All you have to do is agree to it. I mean, physically, it's not physically so difficult. The main question is the willingness.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what's your name?
I think it would be possible for you to get better Srila Prabhupada. But
everyone says Srila Prabhupada that liver is good,
heart.
Digestion is good, the heart is good.
Simply you're not taking enough foodstuffs.
That you won't eat.
But it's not a fact that you cannot eat, because when we gave you the enema, there was stool, which shows that everything you ate turned into stool or was digested. The only problem was because of lack of energy or strength, you can't pass the stool out. But it's not a fact that it didn't get digested.
Srila Prabhupada, please try. Your presence on this planet is the only thing which is keeping the onslaught of the Kali Yuga from really taking effect. We have no idea even what will happen if you should leave.
And she knows in my hands this
I think Krishna and Balaram want you to fight, Srila Prabhupada.
No,
Now what? We couldn't hear what you were saying.
I'm pulling down. Try
urine is getting a little darker, Srila Prabhupada, again. In the last 10.5 hours, you've only taken 150 cc's of any kind of drink. If you drink a lot, often, then the urine will become clear because the disease will get flushed out. Plus, your body will absorb some strength and you won't fall down, you'll get the determination to become better. The determination and strength won't come simply by laying there. It'll come as you drink more and as the disease goes away. I mean, I can very easily say, don't make the effort, let Krishna do what he wants. But I think Krishna is doing it.
And then the
about 50 pieces. I'm all in favor of you increasing your drinking and eating. I know it's 50. Yeah. I know it may be a little difficult. That's the proper way to get better.
Yesterday you took over 600.
700.
And this morning at 5:30, your urine was practically all clear.
I mean, we have to go on some basis, Srila Prabhupada. And from the what we can see whatever you ate turned into stool. And that is a good sign. That's a good sign. If it didn't come out of its own accord, that's due to less strength. And by drinking a lot yesterday, this morning the urine becomes clear, and by taking those medicines. These are actual, factual things we can observe. One thing is, you don't feel able to sleep. That's a bad thing. And the other thing is that you're being so weak conditioned that your willpower is weakened, your determination is weakened. So far as those two problems go, for sleeping, I know that something can be given to help you to sleep. And so far, willpower, if you allow us to take care of you, then I think that should be the willpower. Of course, I mean, we're not going to let them do anything bad. I mean, I'm not going to let anybody take you to the hospital. I wouldn't have done it in London except that you yourself said we should do it. Otherwise, your instructions told everybody, don't let them take me to a hospital. So we're not thinking like that. Neither am I going to let anybody take any blood specimen, any of those things. It's not required. These things which they're giving you will not, they're not, the only harmful effect is that you cannot sleep. But that can be given to help you sleep and be helped. Otherwise, this Kaviraja medicine, it may be less agitating to take, but does it actually work? Now, for nearly half the day, you have drank only one time a little bit. But if you want us to take care of you and help you, then I think you should accept these in a very reasonable argument.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Gita, in one purport, you say in the beginning, when you undergo treatment, even when you're jaundiced, the sugar candy is very bitter. These slight side effects are bitter for you, but if you keep taking the treatment, you know that that will eventually clear up.
Right, Miss Dodge.
You want to close the program?
It was Miss Dodge, but it was good.
Lata Gosha, Noma Gosha, Vyala Gosha, Noma Gosha.
Which was the
Gosha?
Yeah, one thing that we have seen is that when Dr. Gosha and Dr. Gopal talk, they disagree on a number of points. Someone pointed out that Dr. Gosha is a little bit old-fashioned. He's not so much up to date anymore. He's 82 years old. It's like he gave recommendation for when you wash your mouth using hydrogen peroxide. And Dr. Gopal stated hydrogen peroxide is very cleansing, but nowadays they make things which are not so strong and without harmful effects of hydrogen peroxide. But because Dr. Gosha is a little old-fashioned, he's not aware so much of these things.
Huh? Where did you
say this? Why, Sylvan?
Did he say that?
Yes, on some points they do.
Which is correct?
Which is correct? Well, it's obviously a fact. Anybody who's gargled with hydrogen peroxide knows that it's very strong. I mean, that's the point. It's very strong. In your condition, it's very strong.
Well, Dr. Gopal, Srila Prabhupada, he recommended this medicine. And you took this medicine yesterday, and he recommended increase the liquid.
These are all Dr. Gopal's.
This morning, you had clear urine.
This is not Dr. Gosha's prescriptions. These are Dr. Gopal's prescriptions. When they went in the other room after seeing you, these were all recommended by Dr. Gopal.
And he also was able to analyze your inability to eat and drink as a result of this poison from the kidney infection. So he was able to diagnose fairly accurately.
I think from everybody's point of view, this Dr. Gopal, factually speaking, seems more up-to-date and able to diagnose correctly according to allopathic standards than Dr. Gosha. And Dr. Gosha, after all, this allopathic medicine is still a developing science. But Dr. Gosha's knowledge of it cannot be as up-to-date as someone who's younger.
Dr. Gosha was insistent he wanted you to take Lasix. And Dr. Gopal said, no, Lasix is too strong.
It causes
this. There's a new dialysis medicine. Very, very, very gentle and mild.
Yeah. But Dr. Ghost never heard of it.
He had never heard of it.
And I think Dr. Ghost's value is that he's willing to stay here and attend to you. But I think that Dr. Gopal is better to, you know...
They
agree that the disease is the same. They understand what the disease is, and they both agree on that. But as to treatment, Dr. Gopal seems to be more aware of the more modern and up-to-date discoveries that the science has made than Dr. Ghosh. Dr. Ghosh is aware more or less of things which were available 10 or 20 years ago.
We can go and see Dr. Gopal this morning.
Bhagavad says Dr. Gopal is his close friend. You can bring him here once a day.
And explain to him that you've had some restless reaction to this medicine and get his opinion and new diagnosis, new medicine if necessary. And for your liquid intake, if you can take just 4 glasses of Complan in one day, plus some juice now and then, it won't be so much so many times you have to be bothered. They all recommended that Complan is the very best.
Complain to the purpose. It's a drink, beverage, like Horlicks. I gave it to you last night.
Is there some bad effect to it that you feel, Srila Prabhupada, when you take that?
Not here, it was. When you come to milk it.
No, it's not milk, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Milk is.
At least there doesn't seem to be any mucus this morning. This is a full day now since you took that channel.
So, what do you want to do now?
Should he make you some complaint now, Srila Prabhupada, and some chana? No, right. Yeah, in the morning is good, some warm drink.
You make complaint.
And little chana, Srila Prabhupada, like yesterday? Okay.
You'll take chana after bathing, washing face. That's when you took it yesterday. Every one of us is in agreement, all your disciples are in agreement, that you require to force yourself to eat and drink more. What can we do if you don't? Well,
don't take anything, I think more trouble.
But you don't get better. That is the policy of death.
So let me die to you.
But we already just want explain to you that we don't want you to die.
Well, he said you don't become discomfort.
But that's only temporary discomfort. It's only temporary until one gets better. Medicine is only required until one gets better. Any well out the medicine. But if you force me, then I feel uncomfortable. Is that right, children?
The other day you said that the fast like this means suicide.
The other night you would fast, that you should not fast until death. And you said, no, that is suicidal.
Now I'm crazy.
Puzzle. We're not able to let you go, Srila Prabhupada. We are not strong enough. We want you to be with us. We need you longer. Yes, Bhakti Guru is preparing. You want to see him?
Oh, he is.
He's here.
Probably at RT.
Good.
Now there's a class. Should we call him?
No.
He's here in Vrindavan.
who ascends upon ground.
Mr. B. N. Patodia.
To whom?
To you, care of Panchashila flood.
I think it was actually Srila Prabhupada, it was sent, I'll just check.
To speak. And it was. That's why I was asking you that.
You wanted to speak to whom?
To Lord.
Should we call Giriraj? The conveyance was sent to you,
Srila Prabhupada, here is your name.
Here's Giriraj now, Srila Prabhupada.
Giriraj?
Prabhupada said that if he does not exist till the Bombay opening, then it should be performed very gorgeously, and everyone should be fed sumptuous prasadam, and it should be celebrated as early as possible.
One thing, And don't try to make the person in the temple order the full stop from confessional. Have good stock. And this is
all of the prasadam are just sweets.
Sweets.
Mm-hmm.
There are many nice food supplies in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. How do you write this?
It's a very good idea. Except that we feel that you should personally be present.
Yes, personally, yes. You're trying. I'm also trying. Now it is Krishna's house.
You are the jewel that will make it all gorgeous, Srila Prabhupada.
So I'm giving the idea.
The Kampan is here, Srila Prabhupada.
What should I do?
Sit up and drink.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Kirtan?
Do
you want some Kirtan?
Just half Kirtan.
Okay. Jaya Sri Krishna.
I want that Krishna. From Krishna. You are all. You always know. You have sacrificed everything. Material wealth. For Krishna's sake. That is Krishna. And now with Asitasunam, you have no other desire. You Europeans, Americans, you are born amongst material desires. And when you become free from material desire, therefore you are not mixed up. Jamanastha. Oh, you are so merciful.
Unusual ability.
So, you're taking care of that one man?
Yes, we are Srila Prabhupada.
Because you are Paramahamsa Siddha Prabhupada, you are seeing everyone else as surrender to Krishna. But only by your mercy, you are forcing us to serve Krishna.
When Bengali internet has come from Nila?
Yes, yes, Mr. Sukumar Roy Chaudhary.
So, I have deluded some of you to initiate.
Yes, actually, yes, Srila Prabhupada.
I think Jayapatada can do that.
Exactly.
I have already deputed. Tell you.
Yes.
So, deputy, Jayapatada name was there.
It is already on the Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
His name was on that list.
So I deputed him to do this. That's my fault. And we go with you. I stopped for the family. Okay, on that.
Stop doing what, Srila Prabhupada?
This initiation. I've got to deposit my disciples. Is it clear or not?
It's
go large and deep from the nails.
Yeah, sure, probably.
Finding ways, Krishna's ways, finding the color from the condition, then I can find a way of moving. Best in this condition. To initiate is not good.
We will explain to him so that he will understand properly. I said, we will explain to the Bengali gentleman just as you have described to us, so that he will be satisfied with this arrangement.
Dr. Ghosh has the scheme but actually the scheme is there is my voice let them learn to lie down in the morning
and cleaned. This is the first step. They should give their health life. So run in my eyes. A lesson in my life. In Bonasam Krista, in to you. No scheme or social order has done it. For any honor, for if you don't honor, for if you don't honor.
Everything is there very clearly in your books and your problems.
A madman's scheme uses.
Which verse you look at with? Jagadandhasatana Sutta.
And Panihati, they have asked us to rewrite the letter. We have already written a letter to the chairman of the municipality. And they are going to take up the matter. After our first application, then the governments have changed, and the municipality was previously managed by a government administrator. Now the government administrator has been removed, and they have replaced the municipal commissioners. So the chairman of the municipality, he requested us to write a letter, and he will follow up the matter. Bhakti Charu Sami and Prabhu Bhavanand Das met him, and they said that he was favorably disposed, but he was not aware of the matter. So since then we have given him a letter. It'll take some time to get a reply.
Environment changes and everything changes.
Government changes, everything changes. In India, things are very unstable. Government changes, then everything is in the air for some time. The local people of Panihati were very eager to have the developed. So it should not be difficult. They had repeatedly requested you. When there is public desire.
Now this is it. I'll first see it.
We will get the clear title, otherwise we won't do anything.
We have clean break, how much? Act very possessively. What presents here?
Giriraj Das. Jayaprataka Swami, Bhavananda Goswami, Hari Suri Prabhu, Bhagavan Prabhu, and myself. We are all sitting around, usually.
So? If we want to send them a little food gift, very satisfied.
What, Srila Prabhupada?
Are you satisfied?
I've given that.
Come from?
No. If I did it, we'll do it.
Yes, that is very nice. Abbas Vila is satisfied if he takes some fruit juice.
And Srila Prabhupada, if you could just take a little of that medicine, I spoke to Dr. Ghosh, and he said that we'll cut down the amount of the medicine. Bhakti Chodo has made it up. Just take a moment to take him and we can take with the food juice.
And fruit juice fresh?
They say it's fresh. Fresh. Good.
You want to be covered, Sri Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some covering? We're applying it with love, Srila Prabhupada.
Come on, speak to their warning.
Don't worry, they won't get you while we're in here. The professional massage man, he massages with oil, and we are massaging with love.
That's oil creates some scent.
Yes, the ants are attracted by its sweetness. But we are only hoping to attract you by the sweetness of our massage. No ants will come.
Thank you.
prevail. And chant Hare Krishna. Krishna. This is Upava's family mental. Jena Tena Prakarena Vana Krishna Vivek. So you are already attached to Krishna. You will see the picture and enjoy. So you can give this picture to anyone. You know?